I'm ready for spring.
Henry, when I left the house this morning.
Spring for months.
Weekend.
Yep. Cutting the 60s here.
Oh.
60's fine with me. Rode to yesterday. Sunday night or Sunday afternoon, there was power outages and trees down, substation on fire, all kinds of damage up around this way.
Trying to dig out in New York City.
Snowstorm up there, a blizzard, 3 inches per hour of snow.
In Providence, Rhode Island, they got the most snow they've ever received, 30 inches.
That's in the history book for sure, but I lived in New York City and I was there for the blizzard of 78, I think it was, when I was a kid. And man, that was like, it had to be a couple of feet of snow they got in New York City. Because they've got nowhere to put it.
The other part, because you just got to load it and truck it out of there. Blizzard of 93 around here, that's what they were doing. There's so much snow, they just had to load it in dump trucks and haul it somewhere else from out of town. They just couldn't do anything with it.
I had a year of college at Georgia Tech, and I remember that it was right in spring break. And I drove in that stuff from Atlanta all the way up to upstate New York, up I-81, because I wanted to get home for spring break because I was a little homesick. It was my first year. And man, that was a treacherous drive. It took me like 18 hours.
It had to be a white knuckle ride most of the way.
Until I got into Virginia, I think 81 was far enough to the north and west that once I got on 81, it wasn't too bad. But getting up there from Atlanta was definitely a challenge. I mean, I think I went up through Chattanooga and up 75, and I can't remember what the connection is there, but it was tough going through there for sure.
75 to 81, right there, just in Bristol.
Yep, sounds right. Then went up 85 to 95 like normal because that was just absolutely buried.
A week to dig out up here to where they could just open the roads were somewhat passable. Right. It was a crazy amount of snow.
1,000 an hour for most of Georgia and Tennessee, just going slow and just trying to keep control.
Teenager, we did that one time from coming back from the panhandle of Texas. It snowed all the way from Oklahoma City all the way to Asheville.
The idiots are out up here. I just got passed in a curve on a 2-lane road, and I'm doing 5 over the speed limit.
Sometimes you can do that without meeting somebody.
It's dark out here, and you can look for headlights, but still, it's a stupid move.
Cars I pass on the interstate in the dark don't have their headlights on and don't recognize it. 299 here next to these.
Return shortly. KO4H gets.
Good weekend, Ken?
Not any special plans that I know of yet. Moment granddaughters come by. I didn't make it by this weekend because most of them were sick, so I expect they'll probably come next weekend.
Got most of my stuff out. Got a couple little odds and ends, but going to call the cleaners to go in there and clean it up real good. And a realtor should come by later this week and hopefully be listed by the weekend.
Again, I returned Patrick's fuel cans that I borrowed during the storm since he was in Hendersonville. And that cost me $180 because the pet shop was right there.
Pet shop, huh?
They did. Susan bought her another little thing. Like desktop style tank.
I have a couple of fish tanks a long, long time ago, but it was a lot of work and a lot of hassle and didn't want to do it anymore.
And a trying to get the water right. It's like, man, I got an RO system, and then for whatever reason, it makes the pH really low.
We're coming up, an RO system is supposed to be perfect 7.0.
What it is coming out, it's just in two of my tanks, the water's really low on pH. Give me a minute here to get this gate.
RO system is going to do is going to remove any buffers that you have in there, so it's going to make it make the pH harder to control, because usually there's enough buffer in there to keep it steady. But if you take all that stuff out, then it makes it harder to control the pH. So that might be what's going on.
I figure, because I need to add some stuff for the GH and the KH, because the shrimp like that. So I got to get it up, but low pH kills the KH. So I got to figure out what to do there.
I just put the RO system under my sink and go back to a charcoal filter in the fish tank.
Well, I made it here to the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. You guys have a good one, and I'll catch you guys, I guess, in the morning. KN4 TFW.
All right, be safe. We'll catch you tomorrow morning. WTJKT.
And have a great day and be careful. Catch you tomorrow. KO4H, get.
Your new desk?
For the most part, I'm running cabling and stuff like that now, 3D printing all my cable management stuff.
Yeah, I never thought about doing that, but I definitely need some cable management in my setup, that's for sure.
Tons of it, just depending on what you want already done. You just got to look and find what you're looking for.
I want to get all the ends and crimpers that I need to make custom length cables for everything. And that way, I don't have to worry about managing cables. Everything is just right to begin with.
But like I mounted my coax switches on the wall, so now making sure all those cables are managed even where they got to go. Just things like that. And then my power cables, making sure they're all coming out where they're supposed to. Making it a little more presentable.
And, I used to use those sticky things you'd stick on that you could run zip ties through. You could either screw them down or they had some sticky tape on the back. But I definitely want to do something better for this new desk at some point.
The command strips to put on the back of the mount, cable mount. And then that sticks it to the wall, and then I can take it off if I ever need to and rearrange it. They work out really well.
Those in the office, too, because that's what we use for hanging stuff in our offices, because they won't let us put holes in the wall. So, maybe I'll just grab a few of those.
Different options. They have the ones that are about a half inch wide and 2 inches long. I find those work the best for, like wallpaper walls. They hang on the best. They have a foam backing in them and lets the glue really get in there. But then when you go to pull it off, it's just gone. So without the foam in between the two layers, it doesn't stick as good. For some reason, it's better on glass and that kind of stuff.
My big thing is I need to make some cables for batteries, and I need to get myself some number 2 and a whole bunch of SB220 connectors to daisy chain all of my batteries, because I have all these batteries, and they may not all be in the chain, but I need to make the cables that do the hookups correctly to balance the loading from them all. So I have an idea for what I'm going to do. I just need to get the materials to do it and then figure out how to run the cables to where the batteries live. Because I've got, if you check out that BMS page, I've got 5 of them on there now because I brought the last one over from the house yesterday. And, it's quite a bit of energy. Probably keep my desk running for a couple of weeks.
I haven't looked at all that yet. I'm still weeding through all that information you sent. Because it's neat the way you done it. I done mine. I have my power supply, and then I have a switch in there that automatically switches it from power supply or shore power to battery, but it maintains the battery in the meantime, so I don't have to do anything. My battery stays underneath the desk, and I can it automatically switches over when the power goes off.
Yeah, on mine, I just use I've got a 75-amp, converter charger, and that just keeps that floats the batteries continuously, and then, everything on my desk runs on 12 volts, even the computers, the network switches, the monitors, everything, so it's all complete DC system, so if the mains go away, it's just no big deal, it's just running on battery anyway.
It's got a small battery right now, KO4HKX for ID there. But I'm going to put a bigger battery. I'm looking at one of the EcoWorthy 315-amp batteries that's out there now. Looks like it'll be a pretty good, solid backup unit.
Going for a while, that's something like 4 kilowatt hours or something.
Those batteries right now for, I think, like $4.29, they're on sale.
I was looking at Eco, I think, I can't remember if it was EcoWorthy or Li Time. They've got a 165 amp hour Group 31 battery that has a heating pad in it. So I was thinking about putting one of those in my RV to replace the lead acid battery out on the tongue.
EcoWorthy's got a couple different batteries that are a nice setup and would be a good replacement for stuff like that.
And I need to add a summation on my website because I don't even know. I think I've got something like 20 kilowatt hours, maybe close to 16, with all the batteries that I've got in there now.
That's a lot of energy.
There's 480 and 280 and 240 and 170 amp hours. And multiply that by 13, so yeah, it's quite a bit.
So one of those 315 amp hour batteries in, that lasts me for a good while is the way I radio there at the house.
The station is 40 watts, and it's only, it doesn't transmit very often. And I think my radio is only about an amp and a half on receive. So, and the computer, it's one of those little mini computers. It's like 15 watts at the most. And the monitor is almost nothing. So, I can run for a long, long time.
I have arrived here at work, so I'm going to jump out, get my day started. But you have a safe trip on in. Good to talk to you, and hope you have a great day. KO4HKX.
Yeah, good talking to you this morning, and have a great day there at work if you can. And, we'll chat with you tomorrow morning. WTUJKT.